Since Parshas Chayesara talks about the wedding of Yitzhak and Rivka, we discuss a little bit about Siddur Kiddushin. Maybe we'll spend a day or two, maybe this Sunday and next Sunday, Mitzvah Shem, talking about some halachas of the marriage ceremony. You know, we go to Baruch Hashem, we go to Chasanas, and we see what's going on. Sometimes we can see more clearly if we're sitting toward the front of the chuppah. Sometimes we can't see as clearly, but it's important. It's Hashem. You know, it'll be relevant for each and every one of you. For some, it's already been relevant. But to know a little bit of what's going on under the chuppah is very instructive. So, the kinyan of ishus, the kinyan of marriage, is really composed of two parts. First part is what's called kiddushin. It's the Mishnah and the Beis and kiddushin. Ha'isha nikneis b'sholosh drachim b'kesef shtarubi. There are three different ways that you can acquire a woman b'kiddushin. Kesef is learned from Parashas Chayesara, kichakicha misteya from shtarubi. There are other makoros that the Gemara points out. Bizman hazeh, the minig is to be makarish with kesef. But specifically, the Ramah in Hilchas Kiddushin and Simon Chav Zayin writes that the minig is to be mekadesh b'tabas, with the ring. Why with the ring, dafka? Mekadesh with any kesef. Kesef, with shove kesef. Doesn't even have to be money. Doesn't have to be currency. But anything of value. So taka, we're mekadesh b'shove kesef, not even b'kesef. The Mishnah says kesef shnar, but we don't even use kesef. We use the shove kesef. That's the hemshech of the Mishnah talks about kesef and shove kesef. Dinner b'shove dina, b'fruto b'shove pruto. So we're Makadesh with the Tabas with Shavu Kesef. Why? So the Ramah presents it that the Tam is Al Pi Kabbalah. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tavkuf Nun Beis says that the reason is so that the ring will be on the hand of the lady. She'll always remember that she's an Isha Nesua. That'll be important for her to constantly remember and for other people as well. You know, when they see that she's a married woman, so then they act differently with her. She'll act differently with other people and other people will act differently with her. So that's why the minig is, according to the chinuch, that we're makarish with the tabas. Tosis and Kiddushin and Daftes points out that we're makarish with the tabas with no engravings. A simple ring. A completely simple ring. Why? Because we want the woman to have smichus das, to have a full intent to get married. And we're afraid that if the ring, let's say it's an expensive ring, so maybe she'll agree to get married because she wants the ring. Sounds very strange, right? She was dating the boy. Now there was a whole back and forth, and whatever they finally decided, okay, we're going to go through with it. And now she's only going to be mekudeshes because she likes the ring. So it doesn't sit well with us. But that's, we want to make sure she has das gemura. So we want to eliminate any possibility that maybe she's thinking in her mind, well, I like that ring, you know. It's a good idea for me to go through with the gilushin. So we want her to have a full smichas das. So the minhag developed that we're makarish with the tabas with no engravings, with no engravings, no diamonds, no jewels, no, just a simple band, a simple ring. It's for that reason that if you're close to the chuppah, you'll see that the Masada Kiddushin asks two questions before they do the Kiddushin. He'll turn to the Eidim, first he'll turn to the Chassan and ask the Chassan, is this ring yours? Did you buy it with your money? Sometimes a chassan's father buys the ring, and then he gives it to his son. So it's important to ascertain that either the chassan bought it with his own money, or even if the father bought it. But then the father was makna it to the chassan. He gave it to him, the matana. He should pick it up, make sure that it belongs to him. He should own it. He can't be makadish with someone else's kesef, right? You have to be makadish with kesef shalom. A shliach can be makadish with his own kesef if he's zocha on behalf of the makadish, so then it'll work. But that's too complicated. You know, we don't want people to be thinking too much because if you're not zocha, then it's not going to work. He has to be makadish with his own kesef. He has to give hanah to the woman from his own kesef. So therefore, the first question that the Masada Kiddushin asks is the ring yours? Did you buy it with your own money? And then he'll turn to the Eidim. They call up the Eidim Kiddushin before him. He'll turn to the Eidim and he'll say, is this a shava pruta? Is this worth a pruta, maybe a nickel, a dime? I'm not sure how much a pruta is, probably a couple of pennies. Is this worth a nickel or a dime? And the Eidim will smile and they say, yes. I mean, they got to answer yes. If not, we can't go forward. The Eidim will answer yes. So the truth is, that question is not really for the Eidim. That question is really for the Kal. But it's a bizayin for the Masada Kiddushin to turn to the Kal and to say, do you think it's worth a shava pruta? Do you think it's worth a pruta? Yeah, that's the, you know. Not nice. It's worth more than a pruta. But right, to ask the Kala, it's not a nice thing. So that he asked the Eidim, but he should ask in a voice that's loud enough that the Kala can hear. In fact, it's always better for the Messiah Kedushin to meet with the Chasam Kala before the Chuppah and explain to them what is going on and why we're doing certain things. So the purpose of that question is that the Kala says, even if it's only a Shavuot Pruta, I don't care. I want the Chasam. I want the Kedushin. I'm not getting married for the ring. That's the purpose of that question. Based on Tosfos in Kiddushin Daf Tes. I saw a hand up. Yes.
We can't say
Zachan
Adam shall be funded by a ring.
If the father bought the money, technically you can, but you know, if the father had das as he was buying the ring, saying I'm buying it for my son, so then technically the son doesn't even have to do a kinyan because it belongs to him.
Yeah.
But just in case the father didn't have actual das, he bought the ring. He says, yeah, look, I'm making the chasana, this is expensive chasana, but I'm so happy I'm able to spend money on my son. You know, he's such a great bacher, and you know, it's a wonderful shidduch, and I'm so happy. It's great, but that's not what you mean. What you really mean is you want to buy the ring for your son. He's not going to be thinking so much, right? So just in case he buys the ring, and he says, this is nothing, and that, you know, the chasana is expensive. What's the ring? It's $100. I mean, what is it? $50? I mean, how much is a ring now? It depends what the value of gold or platinum or silver, whatever ring they have. It's not worth that much. I don't mean to denigrate the value of a wedding band. A wedding band is worth a lot. Sentimental value. But that's after the wedding. Not before the wedding. Okay. Once the kiddushin have been done, the woman is an eishes ish. An eishes ish. If she wants to marry someone else, she needs a get. Even after the kiddushin. Even though the kinyan of eishes has not been consummated as of yet, they've only done the kiddushin, she's still an eishes ish, she needs a get in order to marry someone else. What's more, if she's mezana, even after the kiddushin, only after the kiddushin, she's chayav misa. She's an eishes ish. But the kinyan of eishes is not completed b'shas kiddushin. There's another aspect to eishes, and that's called what? Does anyone know? Nisuin. Or as the Gemara calls it, chuppah. Right? Nisuin. So these are the two components of eishes. There's kiddushin, and then there's nisuin. How do I know that there are two components, that she's not a full eishes ish until nisuin? So it's meduik in the psukim. In the psukim, when they talk about those who go out to war and those who don't go out to war, in Parsha Shoftim, so it says, Miha Isha Sher Eras Isha Velo Lekacha. Who's a person who is Eras Isha? Erasin and Kedushin are the same thing. Erasin, Arusim, Kudeshes. Miha Isha Sher Eras Isha Velo Lekacha. Who got married but didn't get married? What does that mean? Right? He was Ma'aris, a woman, but he was not Lekacha. You see, the Likuchin is an extra stage. That's the Nisuin. That's the second part of Ishas. What's an afkamina ladina between Kedushin and Nisuin? If she's an Eishes Ish, she's Mezana, she's Chayav Misa, and needs a get, so what's nafkamina? So the Gemara in Kedushin goes through different nafkamina. You have to Nisuin, for example, if the husband is a Kohen, and then his wife, Chalila, passes away, then he's Metame to her. She's one of the Kroim that the Kohen is Metame to. He's Yorish's wife after she's an Isua. If she's an Arusa, Nebuch, if she's Nifteres between the Kiddushin and the Nisua, he's not going to be Metamiter, only after she's an Isua. He's not going to be Yorisher until after Nisua. His Chi of Mizonos to support his wife is after Nisua. The Masiyadayim of the wife, the work that the wife does, go to the husband, that's the zchus of the husband, only after Nisuin. So there are certain zchuyos and chiyuvim, there are rights and privileges, as well as obligations of the husband, that only achal, that take effect after Nisuin. Rabbi Shechter is fond of saying that the difference between Kedushin and Nisuin is that a woman who's in Nisua is an eishes ish beveis habal. At the time of the Gemara, they used to do Kedushin and then give the parties involved, the chasen and the kala, time to be mefarnes themselves, to get themselves prepared for the nisuin, to get themselves prepared for the marriage, to get a dowry together. The father had to get a dowry together for his daughter, so they gave him time. So they do kiddushin, and then 12 months later, the Mishnah in Ksuva says that then the shluchei ha'av would be moser to the shluchei ha'bal, or maybe the baal himself would come to pick up the wife to take her. That's what it was at the time of the Gemara. And then Chazal, over time, they changed the minhag. They put the Kiddushin and the Nisuin together. Because there were problems for different reasons given, but one of the reasons is that sometimes the chassan who did the kiddushin couldn't be found. He either ran away or something happened to him, and there were different sorrows and pogroms and this and that. They couldn't find the chassan, and then the woman was stuck. She couldn't marry anyone else. She needed to get because it was after kiddushin. So Chazal said, no, better that husband and wife should be together from the beginning. So that's why they put the kiddushin and the nisuin together. But the difference between kiddushin and nisuin, Rabbi Shachter says, is kiddushin really is an eishes ish shelo b'veis habal. Nisuin changes the woman into an eishes ish b'veis habal. That's what the pasuk says. The chiper bado ba'ad beis. So the Kohen Gadol does the avoda of Yom Kippur. First, he's mechaper for his own home. What is the chiper bado ba'ad beis? What is mechaper for himself and for his house? Beiso zo ishto. And he's mechaper for his wife as well. So the isha is called beiso because she's b'veis habal. She's living b'veis habal. That's the difference between kiddushin and nisuin. Yes.
Why is the engagement that we do today not considered a kiddushin?
It's not a kiddushin. They don't mean that it should be a kiddushin.
You still give a ring.
You give a ring, but that ring is not given b'taras kiddushin. Right? They have to know. That's what's called sivlonos. There are gifts sometimes that are given before kiddushin, but if they don't have kavana that it should be kiddushin, it's not kiddushin. In fact, the reason why it doesn't work anyway is because there's a requirement when it comes to kiddushin that the kiddushin must be done in front of Eidim. Engagement rings normally are not given in front of Eidim. I know now that proposals are public and they're videotaped and they're put on YouTube and I don't know what they do. So maybe the engagement ring is given in front of Eidim. Well, the public proposals is a mistake anyway. It shouldn't be done like that. So the old style used to be that the engagement was a private matter between the boy and the girl. That's the way it should be. This is a private matter. Anything that's done privately between husband and wife is always much more special. That's the rule of marriage. Whatever you do publicly doesn't mean as much because everyone else sees it. And then you'll act in a way that you think everyone expects you to act. So that's not what marriage is about. Marriage is about a language between two people that only they know, that no one else knows. So I'm not supportive of the public proposals whatsoever. I think it's a terrible mistake. But it's an outgrowth of the world that we live in, that everything is no shame and everything is public and you want everyone to see everything that you're doing. It's not a Torah-dic way. It's really not. I think it's a big mistake. But anyway, getting back to your question, if the ring is not given in front of Adam, it can't be Kiddushin anyway. So that ring is sivlonos. It's gifts that are given before the kiddushin. And they're not thinking, people when they get engaged, they're not thinking that should be kiddushin. They do have a measure of seriousness. They have a measure of intent to get married. That no one's thinking that the engagement ring is kiddushin. They want time. They still want time. But it's the beginning of a process. But it's not kiddushin. So therefore, all the dinim of eishes ish, they don't apply. She doesn't need a get. If they decide not to get married, so she can give back the gifts. She gives back her gifts, he'll give back his gifts, and they can marry someone else. They don't need to get in that case. How do we do nisuin? So the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kiddushin, Simen Nun Hei, Sif Aleph, quotes many different opinions as to how to do nisuin. Probably the simplest opinion is what the Ran writes in Ksubis, that when the husband takes the wife home, after the chasana, that's called nisuin. According to Rabbi Shechter's definition, it makes perfect sense. If Nesua means that she's an Eishes Ish B'Veis Habal, so when is she B'Veis Habal? When they go home to B'Veis Habal. Makes perfect sense. In fact, that's the minhag of the Sfaradim. The Sfaradim don't do what we call chuppah, apparently. They don't do yichud at the chasana. They assume that Nisun is when they go home together. That's what the Sfaradim do, apparently. There are other shitas as to what nisu and what chuppah is. The Rambam in Hilchos Isha says a famous shita, the chuppah means yichud. What the Gemara calls chuppah, it means yichud. Going to the yichud room. The Rambam says that the yichud that defines chuppah is yichud haroi lebiya. It's not a yichud, there is no biya that occurs in the yichud room, but they're together for a certain amount of time. They're secluded so that there could be biya there. It's roi lebiya. It's not that actually biya occurs there. They eat a little bit. They're fasting. They'll eat a little bit. They'll exchange gifts in the yichud room. They're not there for very long. The photographer gets them out very quickly. So they're not going to be But they're there long enough that a bia could take place. So according to the Rambam, if it's roi l'bia, then that's enough to be kona a kinyan nisuin. Because according to the Rambam, the yichud has to be roi l'bia, so the woman has to be muteres l'baila for the yichud to work. If the woman, for example, is a nida, chupas nida, according to the Rambam, is not going to be kona. A big chum. It's very important to keep in mind. The Rambam happens to say that you're not supposed to be makarish a woman who's a nida either l'chatchila. Afraid he might touch her. That's one of the reasons given. But that's a halbatzar, right? The chuppas nida is a much more significant issue. If the woman taka were a nida, so then they wouldn't even be able to do the yichud. You'd have to leave someone in the room hiding behind the curtain so that they're not going to be misyache together. So this taka used to be a problem. Obviously, we try to arrange the chasen in such a way that the girl is not going to be a nida. But it used to be impossible to really get it perfectly right. There were some situations where, what could we do? She got a period early, and there was a chuppas nida. That was a very unfortunate circumstance that had to be dealt with. Baruch Hashem, nowadays we have certain pills that can be taken, so a chuppas nida is very rare. Baruch Hashem, that takes away a lot of the stress of a chasen. There are other stresses, but this was one of the major stresses that could occur at a chasen. So Baruch Hashem, with the pills, it's not as common, it's not as much of a problem. But the problem was because of the Rambam. The Rambam held that chuppah is yichud haroi labia, so it had to be roi labia for the chuppah to work. By the same token, according to the Rambam, there has to be a ksuba written before the yichud, because we know Chazal say kala b'lo brocha asura l'bayla kenida, kala b'lo ksuba asura l'bayla. Kala without a ksuba is asura. Chazal were afraid that shlotei kala be'enav lahotzia. It shouldn't be easy for the chosen, for the husband, just to divorce his wife. Yeah, he's not happy with her. Whatever, they had an argument, so it's very easy just to say, all right, you get, that's it, it's over. But the fact that he has to pay a ksuba, ksuba's expensive, whatever it is, $25,000, whatever. It's the basically the amount of money that she needs to support for a year. It's a lot of money. So it'll make the husband think twice before he divorces his wife. So Chazal say it's also to live with a woman if she doesn't have a ksuba. So the ksuba has to be written. It's written at the chosen's tish. Not just because they need a ksuba. It's nice to have a ksuba. There's a takana that she's supposed to have a ksuba. No, it's also to have the yichud before the ksuba. They can't write the ksuba after the yichud. You know, you'll say, well, it's late. It's running late. Let's do the yichud first. We'll just write the ksuba later. You can't. According to the Rambam, the ksuba has to be written before. And by the same token, if there are errors in the ksuba, that's a big problem. If there's an error in the date or an error in the names, you got to fix the errors before the yichud occurs. One of the common errors that that can happen in the ksuba basically is written in the lashon of the eidim. The eidim are saying that the chosen takes upon himself all the obligations of the marriage to support his wife and to treat her properly and to give her certain monies. To give her certain monies, the Ikka Ksuba and the Tosefes Ksuba and the Dunya, the dowry, the different monies that he gives her in the event of death or divorce. So at the end of the Ksuba it says, Vikonina min so and so. The Edom say, we did a Kabbalah's Kinyan from the Chosen to demonstrate his full Gemira's Das. So the way the Masabri Kedushin used to do is they would leave out Vikonina until the Kinyan. The Edom would do the Kinyan and then they would sign the document. So, but the problem is, the chosen's tish can be very very busy. It's a very busy place. There's a lot going on. So sometimes the Masabri Kedushin would forget to fill in the konina after the Edom saw the Kabbalah's Kinyan. So the ksuba is puzzle. If you don't say the konina, so then what are they signing on? They're signing that they didn't see a Kabbalah's Kinyan. So that's a big problem. So some say you can fill in the konina afterwards if the Edom agree that you can fill it in, as long as you get their das. But it should be done before the yichud. Should be done before the yichud to ensure that the ksuba is a kosher ksuba, because it has to be a yichud haroi labia for the yichud to actually work. And without the ksuba, there's an isad rabbanah for them to be misyachet together. And of course, the yichud has to be roi labia in terms of the zman. What's the zman? That's a machloka. Some say it's 5 minutes, some say 7 minutes, some say 9 minutes. It's a question. The mainstream sheet is 7 minutes. That's the middle of the road. Seven minutes for the yichud is sufficient. Okay, that's the sheet of the Rambam. There are two other sheetas that we're probably familiar with. And that's the Rama quotes from the Mordechai that Badekin, when we cover the kala with the veil, that's called nisuin. Aye, but she's not Eisha Sish Beveis Habal. Now you could say she goes into the yichud room, even though that's not Beis Habal, but it's a symbolic Beis Habal in the catering hall. But just to badek the kala, to cover the kala with the veil, that's called nisuin. The Prisha in his Parish on the Tour gives another definition of what chuppah is, and that is that they put a talis on the chasen and the kala. Like Ruth says to Boaz, "Farasta knafecha al hamasecha, you'll spread your wings on your maidservant." So they put a talis. Sometimes you see this at a chasen. There are some in Hagim to put a talis on both the chasen and the kala. What? That's an Eishes Ish Beveis Habal. The answer is these are symbolic gestures, covering the kala with the veil. And putting the talis over chasen and kala, these are symbolic gestures that now they're going to be beveis habal. So that can serve, according to those menhagim, that can serve as nisuin, that can transform her, make her into eishes ish beveis habal. And of course, the most popular definition of the word chuppah is what we call a chuppah, under a canopy. The fact that they enter into a canopy, even though it's not really beis habal, but again, that's the symbolic beis habal. It's a mokum miyuchad, for chasen and kala. That's the symbolic beis habal, and that will achieve the chuppah. Okay, these are the basic shitas of how to achieve nisuin. Right? Either beis habal mamish, or badekin, or that they're standing under the canopy, or they have the talis together on top of them by the canopy, or the yichud that happens after the chuppah.